Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Going to turn the show over to Tony, and he's going to take over for 4 hours, and he is going to bitch. Having a rough day.
Yeah, you know.
It happens.
Yeah, you just have bad days sometimes, and I'm not having a great day. And I just sit down, and we go on the air, and I reach to put my headphones on and realize that they're not here. They're in my office still.
And he slapped the mic. I like it.
Now I'm like nervous.
The last straw thing. You know,
oh,
like,
I get it.
You know, like, yeah, of course.
I don't
even have my headphones.
And then I just saw Steve, like, rush into the other room for a second, and I'm like, did I do something? Did you guys ever see that commercial on Channel 24 where, like, the parent is yelling at the child, and then...
Isn't that every commercial
on
Channel 24?
They take it, like, way too far, and then the little girl goes, did I do something wrong? She says it just like that.
You watch a lot more Channel 24 than anyone I know.
And then they sing a song. They're like, have you hugged your kid today? Have you sent them on their way?
Oh, I do remember this.
And give them love.
How did it hit you?
I was always like, man, these parents need to be nicer to this kid.
No, mine from that era, people my age will remember Iron Eyes Cody, who I don't think was Native American. I think he was Italian. And he was the quote unquote Native American who would cry when you would litter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it got me. Oh, it punched me in the gut.
Yep. That one single tear would go down.
Yeah. Probably crying because he knew he was the big fraud. Then there was this anti-smoking because, okay, not only did my mom and dad both smoke indoors, in the cars, everywhere, but everyone did. Like every single, I don't know any parent that didn't smoke. And I hated it. Some people, like, they couldn't wait till they could smoke. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Not that I'm any better than anyone else. I just hated it as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it grossed me out. Mm-hmm. And anyone my age will remember that ad where a dad's smoking and then the son picks it up and starts smoking. And the kid's like four and he's for real smoking on the commercial.
He's inhaling for sure.
Yeah. And the song was, my buddy, my buddy.
Yeah.
It's like he does, and me. Yeah, he does everything that his dad does. But then there was never really a conclusion. Like,
was it anti-smoking? Anti-child smoking?
No, it was pro.
I didn't know if like smoking was so prevalent that it was like, kid's gonna smoke.
No. It was. You know, it was anti, but it just.
Hey, watch out! You don't want your 4-year-old smoking.
I remember another time that fifth grade, Mr. Tinsley, who smoked like a chimney, and he brought in this. Weird looking. It was a kid, a baseball playing kid with like the black stuff under his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a flat surface. And you would put a cigarette in his mouth and it would like puff it for him. And then it showed you what it did to his lungs.
Oh.
And so Mr. Tinsley, who smelled like smoke, but obviously smoked in the teacher's lounge, walked into our class and lit up and then put it in this little robot kid's mouth. And I'm like, what is happening right now? And then they showed his lungs all black and tar ridden. I'm like, my God, what's happening? Did you ever go into the teacher's lounge?
Yeah, it was like,
oh,
it was like a different world.
I got sent there
special.
One time when I was a kid, and it changed me. And then I was a teacher's aide as a job for about a year and a half, 2 years, in the same school district, not at South Rock Santa, but in Rosewood Heights. And I was in there all the time.
Yeah. And hearing the teachers just talk.
Oh, my God.
Talking about the kids.
No, here's the thing. Here's my theory on just life. There's what you say and there's what you do. And what you say is about 1% of the truth. Because, you know, I think teachers are good people and I just think they're people. We all talk about each other. We all talk S on each other when someone leaves the room. We just do. Some are worse than others, but it's what we do. And in the teacher's lounge, it was literally like everyone's smoking, drinking coffee, and they're like, oh, you got that, you got Ted Jones? Just wait till you get his brother. Now we're talking about an idiot of the first magnitude. You know, you just told the teacher who's going to get this kid. He's the worst kid you've ever had. What do you think is going to happen when he walks in next September? But that's just what people do.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to go to a teacher's convention and say, here's what we like you to do. Tell the next teacher to get this kid how horrible he is. Just warn them. No, you're going to say a bunch of pretty happy horse crap stuff.
And then the kid's going to go, did I do something wrong?
My buddy.
I learned it by watching you, Dad.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, yeah. Iron Eyes Cody. The famous Italian with the headdress on.
I'm sorry, what is his name?
Iron Eyes Cody.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just quite a name.
Well, I don't think it was his name. I think his name was like Pasquale Ferrientino or something.
The fact that that's what they chose, like it was a choice.
That's a good point. Yeah. Red Cloud Bull Butt. I mean,
what's,
it's like.
What's a great Native American name? I don't know. What about Cody?
Yep. Iron Eyes Cody was an American actor of Italian descent.
Let's see what his real name is.
Times have changed.
It is.
That guy's going to get canceled now that we're revealing he's not actually a Native American.
He's been headdress up for about 50 years, I'm going to say. If you can't say it.
Corti.
Oh, well.
A lot of vowels. Yeah, I know. No kidding. Yeah, that name, that first name is unique.
Here's something apropos of nothing. I was watching one of my nerd shows last night called Genius of the Ancient World about Socrates. Did you know Socrates was put to death?
No.
Just for being Socrates. Like, he was the wisest man in all of Greece, and he was this huge celebrity. And then people turned on him.
Was it like no man could have this much knowledge
without
consulting with the dark arts?
That could be. The dark arts.
The dark arts.
You know what? I'm starting to think this Socrates feller is dabbling in the dark arts.
Did I do something wrong? That was Socrates' last words. Yeah. Did I do something wrong?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he was found guilty of corrupting the minds of the youth of Athens and of impiety and of not believing in the gods of the state.
There you go.
And when he was sentenced
to death,
just
like what's happening on today,
he had to drink a poison. That's how he was sentenced to death. Yeah.
Yeah, they put a bag over his head so they didn't have to watch him die.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the way I'm going out. Bag on head.
That's rough.
Yeah, man. Ancient Greece was no kidding around.
No kidding.
No kidding around.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of, what do you think of the Cheney thing? No surprise. We all figured that was going to happen.
Yeah.
No. I
welcome it because here's why. I am 100% against it.
Yeah.
I would be on her side on this fight. I voted for Donald Trump the first time, didn't vote for him the second time for just exactly this reason. Did I think that someone was going to storm the Capitol? No. But it's the kind of thing I was worried about. Too much cult of personality for me. I'm not a one-person guy. I'm not even a one-party guy. So I would have been, and still am, on her side of this. But I think it's a good thing in that let's unclog this logjam. Let's just, Rach, you said like years ago, I think about racists, I want to know where they are. I'm glad that they're on Twitter saying these things. That's how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Adam Kinzinger is on her side. And Ted Cruz is on that side. Yep. McCarthy's on that side. Yeah. This guy's on this side.
I know where they stand.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I think it's a bad thing, you know, but it's good. Let's get it out there.
To acknowledge the divide that's happening.
Exactly. And
I
now
think both part. I think this is just another example of how divided the government is right now. The parties, the infighting, the mess. that we're in, the different factions that are all struggling for power, I think it's just a perfect insight of what a true mess is unfolding in
DC. And to me, the answer is so simple, but so undoable. It's a viable, real third party.
Yeah.
A few dozen, maybe as many as 100 Republican lawmakers have said, we're just going to go out and start another party. Which, of course, anytime that happens, you know it happens, whether it's the Democrats or Republicans, they all squeal like howler monkeys. Mm-hmm. We're just going to give the election to the other side. Yep, that may be what happens. But sometimes you just got to do what you think is right.
Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, you're right. It is going to divide vote, and it is, but I don't see how you can have such, in each party, I mean, you can look at big names, leadership, powerful people that share a party but share no real beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's, how are they in the same party if they're so different than each other? And it's like that in both Democrats and Republicans.
And I truly believe this. I truly believe if there was a real viable third party that was fiscally conservative and socially somewhere between agnostic like I am and liberal, like I'm not out there fighting for people's social rights. I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It, in the best way possible. It's not that I don't care about your life. I just don't. Look, what do you think you are? What do you consider yourself? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be with? Great. Great. As long as you don't make me do it, yeah. I'm fine.
Yep.
I think that most people would join that party.
I agree.
I think the Democrats and Republicans both would be scrambling to get to the middle if there was actually somewhere in the middle. But there is not. There's not a television station. There's not a radio station. There's maybe this show that is unflinchingly, unapologetically independent and moderate.
Yeah.
But
no,
we don't count.
No.
And there's nowhere to go. No. So either pick one or you... You're just an orphan.
You have to pick a side. Can you imagine pitching a show right now? If you were like to try to put a show like this together and want to be a moderate, kind of not play both sides, but have
call balls and strikes.
Yeah, call balls and strikes. Be a person that holds, like I do, some more liberal beliefs and some very conservative beliefs. They're both inside of me. That's who I am. But all anybody would want to say is, well, what side are you on? Well, what side are you on? Because that'll be what kind of show you do. Well, no, I'm not on. No, that's not it. Well, then, we can't do that. You have to pick a side.
Yeah.
What a segment it's been. We've been all over the place.
I'm going to go get my headphones.
All right. See you later. You know what bugs me? When... It's almost always rich, famous people who are so clueless because they've been so rich and so famous for so long that they have forgotten that not everyone in the world is going to kiss their ass and tell them they're pretty when they do stupid stuff and lie.
Like the
horse guy.
Yeah.
But my person of the day is Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, I couldn't care less about Ellen DeGeneres either way. I think she's a very talented, funny person who seems to have lots of issues where she's pretty much of an ass all the time. But
yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. But after this last year or so she's had where pretty much everyone who's ever worked for her came out and said she's a monster and she's two-faced and she's abusive and her ratings tanked.
Mm-hmm.
And now she says... You know what? I'm going to stop doing the show because it's just not a challenge anymore. Now I care about Ellen.
Yeah.
Now I want to drive to L.A. And it's just like, for the love of God, whatever you need to do to make yourself feel better, that's okay. But don't use me as your surrogate. Like I'm a 1-900 sex operator. Like don't say your stupid, obvious lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can then make it better for you. You're not quitting because it's not a challenge anymore. You're quitting because people figured out that you're a jerk.
Yeah. It's too much of a challenge.
Yes. And your ratings are in the tank.
And your ratings are in the tank and the advertisers are leaving.
Yes.
And
yes.
Just not, it's not a challenge anymore.
You can't just come out and say, it's time to end the show. I've done it for 18 years and it's time to do something else.
She said it was always the plan.
Okay.
She said it was always at 19. It'll be done. Oh, she'll go. She'll finish because the next God. This upcoming season that she's going to do. Is
I'm sure it was 19 and not 20.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. She said it was.
You know when we had that big 19-year anniversary party for
she's
Dave.
She's living in Courtney Cox's house. Yeah. Again, don't care. Don't care why you're living there. It's your personal business. But when you put it out there and you make it a thing,
yeah. You roll your eyes and call people idiots for thinking that these issues had anything to do with it.
Right.
When, you know what? Maybe that was always the plan to go out at 19 years and it truly isn't a challenge anymore. But to act like, which I don't believe for one bit, but you're still a human being. You still understand how people work.
Yeah. Come on.
So to act like, oh, why would you think that all these allegations of workplace toxicity and my ratings being, why would you ever think that has anything to do with it? Yeah, it is. It's rich and powerful people that are constantly surrounded every day in their day-to-day life with nobody that will tell them the truth.
Yep.
Or be critical of them.
Yep.
And they get so used to that. And then suddenly when they run into a group that has no skin in the game and will tell them what they're thinking, they don't know how to handle it.
Like, again, the horse trainer.
Yes.
When do you think was
perfect
the last
example.
Time that this guy had someone say, you know what, Bob, I disagree. I think you're really doing this wrong. 40 years?
Yeah. And the reason nobody does is because that guy who did it 40 years ago got fired immediately.
The emperor has no clothes. And
yes.
So he says he treats us like we're one of his boot-licking lackeys and says, oh, one of my guys drank cough syrup and peed on the hay. And we're all like, that's hilarious. And he's like, what's going on? And then he's like, oh, we rubbed her down with talcum powder and it had steroids. We're like, you're hilarious. You know, he's freaking out right now.
Yeah. Doesn't know how to handle it.
Doesn't know how to handle it. The rest of us know how to handle it because mm-hmm. we're surrounded by people who call us on everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what your family's like, but...
But they know because they know that if they dig in and point their finger and be stern and say, this is the way it is, it always works.
Yeah, it'll pass.
They think it always works.
Yep.
And so...
Until you get out to the general public.
Yeah.
Who does not care.
Who does not care. But they just don't know how to handle that.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
2:35 DGS time check brought to you by the Heisey Advisory Group. Tell me that one of you guys saw the Asian Australian woman who woke up with an Irish accent this morning on television. Nobody?
Wait. I did not.
Okay. It's called something something syndrome.
Dark side.
Basically, where you like go under anesthesia or you get kicked in the head by a mule or something, and you suddenly are speaking with a new accent. And they say that there have been.
So it's real.
Well, they say that there have been 200 cases ever, like documented. But I really wanted to get your guys' read on this because she's this young, attractive Asian who lives in Australia.
Doesn't initially pass the smell test
well,
for me.
And here's the thing. There is a personality out there that I am not really well versed in. The online personality where everyone's so big and up and giggly and they're making these big giant gestures and stuff. I'm not used to seeing that because I don't have any social media and I don't watch TikTok or anything. So, but when someone is talking about this syndrome they have, that's really, guys, it's not something to laugh about, but then they're just doing all this bubbly stuff and covering their mouth like a little coquettish girl.
Yeah.
And also, they were playing what she really sounds like, and then her Irish accent is like, oh, hoity toity 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 matey. It's like, are you the Lucky Charms guy? I mean, it's the most offensive, stupid version of an Irish accent. And then it goes away, and now she sounds fringe, and everyone's saying she's faking, and I just thought it was fascinating.
How would your brain? I'm sure that this is a real medical, maybe not this exact case, but I'm sure this medical condition is legit. But I've never learned, you know, a different language or therefore like the knowledge isn't in my brain
to access
on how to have a perfect accent from another part of the world. So how could my brain just create that if it's never downloaded that information in the first place?
I get it.
So
I saw a special though on a guy who had no musical ability. And when he was a teenager, he dove into a pool not knowing it was 4 feet, and he hit his head, went into a coma, and now he's a true professional concert pianist. And he's amazing. And he never took a lesson in his life. So I know things like this can happen. And there's the guy, the very famous guy from the 1800s, who a railroad spike went straight through his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And he survived, but he was different.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's just like,
Is the knowledge of how to pilot a helicopter in my brain right
like
now?
Like the Matrix.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody ever put it in there. I never learned it.
I hear you. I hear you talking. Got headlines, Rach?
I sure do. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks.
I'm sorry, was this on it?
No.
Did I steal one of your stories?
No. Get the best quality at a great low price. Look for the red tags at Schnucks. This story is absolutely crazy, and of course, it happened in Florida. A woman infiltrated a high school to find Instagram followers. This woman is 28 years old. Her name is Audrey Francesquini. She donned a backpack and clothes that resembled those a teenager would wear. This is in the article. I'm not making this up. She picked up a skateboard and walked through the front door of American Senior High School. She pretended she was a student and handed out pamphlets featuring her Instagram page to try to pick up followers in high school. So, adults were warned of the situation, and they called security, and she left and came back and did the same thing and refused to leave the second time. And then she was called in as a threat to the high school. So she was arrested. She's being held on a $2,000 bond charged with burglary, interference with an educational institution, and resisting arrest.
Okay. For all of my liberal leanings in some ways, I'm a hard ass in others. I don't think people are punished nearly as much as they should be. Nothing will happen to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing whatsoever. And I think something should.
Mm-hmm.
I think that given the way things are right now, people walking into schools and pulling out guns.
Yeah.
If you're a grown woman and you walk in and you do this, especially so you can get Instagram followers, there's something wrong with you.
Yep.
And I don't need you out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you also wonder how much bigger of a threat she would have been considered if she were a man. I mean, how much of it is like, this crazy lady's in
You're
here
right.
handing out a pamphlet. But if it's a 28-year-old man breaking into a school, I think there would be a pretty much a panic going
You're right.
on. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think she's probably getting off a little easy because they don't see her as a huge
and
threat.
If it were a person that was looking to cause harm, the first question we would all ask is, how did they just walk into the school?
Yeah.
Why is that possible? But that's not the focus here.
Right.
But it should be because that same question exists, like, hey, something's wrong here.
She had a skateboard, so... She was successfully posing as a teenager.
Other way, you know. Like,
she was literally the "Hello, fellow kids" meme in real life.
Yes.
Apparently, Chicago has a giant rat problem. I was not aware of this when I started recently planning my trip to Chicago that's coming up. But it's so bad that the city has deemed it the rattiest city in the nation for the last six years. One animal shelter in Chicago has developed a cats at work program where they're sending more than 1,000 feral cats upon the Windy City's rats. And after they, you know, go and kill a certain number of rats, then they get to go back to the shelter and get spayed. So they're like keeping like a reserve of feral cats to go get the rats. And then picking them up
isn't
later.
Isn't this like the old lady that swallowed the fly? I mean, what are they going to send out for the feral cats?
Disney. I've told you guys about Disney World before.
Mm. They've got feral cats down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going on in the city of Chicago as well.
Yep. At Disney World, it's you know, it's not something that they talk about, but it's very well known to, you know, Disney people.
Have you spotted one?
Yes, I have. And it's like a rite of passage when you see them, and they don't.
Seems really, really dangerous. I mean, remember when the crocodile ate the kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, wouldn't you be a little afraid for a feral cat to whoop up on a kid?
Yeah. They are. You don't see them during the day. I mean, they are nowhere to be found.
Which is troubling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how are you doing that?
Yeah. But Disney knows they're there. Put them there decades ago because of all the. There's so much food at Disney World, and there's so many kids and families that are eating in their hotel rooms, eating at the pool, eating while they're walking on the sidewalks, that there was a huge mouse and rat problem because of all the, so that's, the cats are there, and I've seen the cats, I've never seen a mouse at Disney World.
I know a feral cat is not domesticated. Is that a certain, like, if Lucy had never been owned and she lived in the woods, she's a feral cat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cats that I've seen there look like a house cat. They just look like
kind of like a barn cat.
Yeah. They just look like somebody's cat walking through that got out.
But then feral is also you. Yeah. I mean, like, all feral cats are homeless cats, but not all
homeless cats are feral.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. I think so. I don't know.
Because
don't listen to me. I said yes, exactly. No, I don't know.
You're right.
I respect
because
that.
Because if heaven forbid Lucy were to become homeless, she's not feral.
She's not feral. Yeah, she's been spayed. She's had her shots and stuff.
She's lived a domesticated life.
I think we tend to think of feral as like they're going to attack you and scratch you, and some of them will, but others are just.
It just means cats
on the street.
Yeah, it just means undomesticated. It just means that they haven't learned. They haven't. Lived among
they're not
the people.
Cultured. Cardinals are going to increase the capacity at Busch Stadium
nice.
And host vaccine events, which actually makes me very jealous. I told you guys off the air that couple months ago, I was hoping to get my vaccine at Busch Stadium. It seemed like the natural place downtown for people to get it. And then I kind of gave up and I just wanted to get my vaccine as quickly as possible. I wasn't, you know, holding out for a particular location anymore.
Go get another one.
Yeah, okay, good idea. I'll just be like double vaxxed. Yeah. But yeah, we were talking yesterday, how are they going to provide incentives for people who haven't already gotten the vaccine? This one might be able to push some people over the edge. They're handing out ticket packs for people who get vaccinated at Busch. So I bet that's going to entice a couple thousand people.
Yeah, my intuition is that there are two kinds of unvaccinated people. One to the kind, they haven't done it yet. Just procrastinator, little bit concerned.
You might get
that. And then there are people like caller Josh yesterday who says, yeah, I just don't think it's, I'm not comfortable. And I don't think ticket packs are going to get them.
I don't think anything gets them.
Maybe we get feral cats to herd them up. You can get vaccinated or we can put you in the room with the feral cat. Dave Klein, you really look like you have something to say.
Oh, he's potted down. Sorry, Dave.
I just wish I would have waited to get the vaccine. I wanted that ticket pack. I'm that guy. And I'll go get another one now.
Wouldn't it have been cool to like tell your grandkids that you got the vaccine at Busch Stadium?
Absolutely.
We'll tell them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't know.
They're not even born around yet. 251 DGS and KMOX. One of the hallmarks of this time, I think, like if 50 years from now you look back and you say, hey, what was 2021 like? I think one of the things that I would say is things that 20 years ago even would have just been dumb are celebrated and rewarded. Here's one. Someone has a spaghetti hack for dinner.
I saw it.
That's gone viral.
I saw it.
Well, tell us what it is, Dave.
People around the world want to try this.
You're leaving me in suspense here.
You take the spaghetti, Rach.
Uh-huh.
You put it all out on the counter, cooked and everything. You mix it with your hands on the counter, and then you put some salad and bread next to it, and your guest just take a fork and eat it with you.
Off of the countertop?
Yes, sir.
After it's been mixed with your hands?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So it's a joke, right? I mean,
no, nope. This is what the person does, and everyone loves it.
So okay.
Think of like a kitchen island, the countertop, you know.
Okay.
And they pour the spaghetti sauce all over.
That's disgusting. I'm already out.
Yep. Then they, by hand, throw the meatballs on top of the spaghetti sauce that is spread out all over your counter. Then they, by hand, put the spaghetti noodles on top of everything. Then they, by hand, mix it all together. And people just come over and eat off of the counter like it's a big platter.
You know when that would have been a great idea? The day before bowls were invented.
Hey, has anyone ever heard of the coronavirus too? Like that, this seems like the stupidest idea ever.
And she said at one point, did you see the whole video?
I did.
Okay. At one point, the lady who is, and first of all, the lady who is doing it is acting like she has the perspective of she's curing cancer. Like she really is showing something that is just unbelievable. And then the person videoing it, it's like they just saw a rainbow for the first time. Like they just are, she is almost in tears. Like,
yeah,
this is unbelievable. I can't. And then at some point she says, I'm Italian and this is how real Italians make spaghetti.
Is that true, Tom?
I've been Italian for 43 years and that is not how real Italians eat spaghetti. Not off the kitchen counter.
Hello, Tom.
Is it wrong that my biggest concern about this spaghetti on the countertop is what it will do to the granite finish with all that acidic tomato sauce?
Totally valid. Totally valid.
You're thinking about the most important part.
Yeah, totally valid. I have another hack for you.
It's also
gone viral. Now, this one is great. It's a way to fool your wife. Because everyone's looking for that.
Here we go.
I'm listening.
You know how women are. Nag, nag, nag.
Yeah.
So this guy was.
And you know how guys are. Lazy.
This guy was building a fence with his next door neighbor. And he built it but he didn't want to hang out with his next door neighbor because who likes their wife?
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So what he did was, get this, he took one piece of wood, and every time he would see her poke her head out the door or say, honey, are you almost finished? He would take the drill and just drill it into the one piece of wood, and he'd say, like, I'm still working.
Yeah.
And this stupid woman bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Viral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the punchline is, I don't want to spend time with my wife.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And everyone's like just smashing that like button.
I'm willing to commit subterfuge to avoid 5 minutes with this harpy.
Yeah. He's like sitting in a lawn chair with a drill in his hand and one piece of wood in his other hand. And then whenever he has to talk to his wife, he pulls the trigger on the drill. So it
honey,
makes the sound.
The kids haven't seen you in 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last night I'm watching this show about Socrates. Thousands of years ago, inventing democracy, and our modern day geniuses are these idiots.
Yeah.
Putting spaghetti on your on the counter and figuring out a way to avoid your wife for 8 more minutes. This is our Plato and our Aristotle.
Did you hear the part going back to the spaghetti? The main benefit of this was there's no mess. Did you hear her say that?
Yeah.
It's like there's no mess. There's no
cleanup. Yeah, because you just lick the sauce like, off the counter all together whenever it's
there
done.
There is a
no
tremendous mess.
Yeah.
And a lot of cleanup. She said, no mess, no cleanup.
My goodness.
I eat things off the floor. There's no way to get that counter clean enough for me to just throw the food on there and go crazy.
And you know that if I just couldn't do it.
Oh, no, you'd starve to death.
I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't be able to get over the mental.
Well, you're not real Italian.
To eat that. But if I was at her house and didn't, I would be a jerk.
You're right.
I would be
party pooper.
I would be offensive.
Or if you're with the drilling guy and you said, like, guys, I got to go. My wife and I are going to go on a date. Wow.
Whipped.
Look who loves his wife.
Yeah, yeah. I told my kid I would, you know, watch a movie with him tonight.
Oh, sucker. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.